At Sunshine Furniture, we can make your outdoor space the best room in the house with all-weather wicker from American-made Lloyd Flanders during our factory-authorized sale. Right now, you can save another 20% on in-stock or special order sofas, love seats, chairs, chaises, and dining groups. Lloyd Flanders loom wicker has been made in America for over 100 years and has all the styles, colors, and fabrics that will make your patio stand out from the crowd. Also, we have an extended summer 10% off sale on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington furniture, including the Barclay Butera styles. Sophisticated looks with a mix of coastal and Caribbean style, Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need for your Florida living. All pictures, lamps, and accessories are 50% off, and we specialize in umbrellas, beach chairs, and replacement cushions. Don't forget to visit our outlet store right across the street. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. Treasure Coast Insider. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of cool things going on this summer as you get out and get some fresh air. If you haven't had a chance to check out River Roman with the Tilleries, that's Roman just with an N. I would love for you to scope out some of the different destinations we've been able to go to, the different rivers we've been able to roam down, and various campsites at Florida State Parks and State Forests. Good stuff. If you're looking for something to do in the next couple of weeks while the kids are still out of school, and this is going to be a good thing for you to explore and have some fun with. And here's the thing. Every single one of us matters. It makes a big difference. Maybe you've heard about the census going on. Yeah, they've been doing a good job of helping out to get the message out. I know I've completed mine online. And here with us on the show today, we have our assistant regional census manager, Marilyn Stevens. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here with us because I know, as a young professional, I've only been able to go through a couple of census thus far. And so maybe folks that don't understand the significance of the census, having you here with a microphone, you can help us understand it a little bit better.
Yes. You know, people say, census, what is that?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, once every 10 years, we have to, based on what's in the Constitution, that we have to count all persons living in the United States as of April 1st, this time of 2020. And they said, really? I don't remember that. I said, it was 10 years ago. We only do it once every 10 years. So they said, oh, you only get to work once every 10 years, then get paid throughout the decade? I said, now that's a good idea. I'm going to put that in the suggestion box because that makes lots of sense to me.
Right.
So once every 10 years, we count the entire population. And the reason we do it is to determine how many seats that each state will get in Congress. And so someone says, should that matter to me? And I said, oh, heck yes, because the more seats that your state has, the bigger that state's voice and the more resources that come through the pipeline.
Uh-huh.
And on top of all of that, $675 billion in resources are allocated annually, $7 trillion over the decade. And then the person says to me, does that come to me? I said, okay, I'll give an example. How is emergency preparedness and emergency management? They said, I live in Florida. Are you kidding me? We need resources, you know, for emergency preparedness every day.
Yes.
I said, in that funding formula are the population numbers.
Uh-huh.
I said, how about healthcare? We're in a pandemic. Every day, elected officials are on TV saying we need resources to manage the pandemic. Well, our hospitals, our health clinics, and our health centers, all the testing that we're doing, all of those resources are allocated based on population statistics. So the question is, will our numbers support our needs as we go through the decade? Will we have what we need to get the things that we want?
I see. So that really is very important then for us all to be able to make note of how many people are within our household, because that's really what the question is at the end of the day when you go online to do the census, correct?
Right. And, you know, one of the high school students that I was talking about, you know, that it deals with representation, it deals with money. They said, well, give me two words that will describe the census. I said, power and money. They said, oh, now you have our attention. Okay, say anything you want. I love it. I love the high schoolers. Oh, power and money. Okay, we can relate to that.
Listening.
I said, you guys are in school. And how do you think you're getting all those Title I grants? And the special education monies that your school gets and the free and reduced lunch, all that comes through formulas that use these population statistics.
Interesting. Now, with the pandemic happening the way it is and creating uh-huh. a need for folks to, you know, not necessarily go to a location, everything can be done online, but you are doing a follow-up program. Is that correct? We're going to have some people knocking on doors?
Right. Now, this is the first census where we've had so many options to self-respond. You know, most people think that the way we conduct the census, we come to your house, we sit down in the living room and have tea and crumpets, or we sit on the front porch and have, you know, and have some iced tea or some lemonade. But that's the last time that was the primary way of taking a census was in 1950. In 1960, we started self-response. We send the questionnaire to you, you send it back. Now, here we are in the 21st century, and we have three ways to respond. Online, at my2020census.gov, or you can respond by phone and talk with a representative and complete the interview at 844-330-2020, or you can go the traditional route and mail back that paper questionnaire we sent to you, as the high schoolers call it, old school.
It is old school. I like old school, though. Who doesn't like
Absolutely.
Getting some good mail? Right.
Absolutely. But if you go online, think about it this way. Set aside less than 10 minutes to ensure that your community has the resources it needs over the next 10 years.
Mm. That's a good way of looking at it. And honestly, when I got the link, I did it right away. And you're right. It was done in like 5 minutes. It's just
yes.
so simple.
It's so fast. People, you know, really cannot believe it. High college students are looking for Pell Grants. Seniors enjoy a number of services, and they are necessary for them, like transportation, as well as Meals on Wheels. Veteran services. Public transportation and other land use. I mean, there are more than 140 programs that all of us don't even think about. We just know that the moment we walk out of our doors, our highways and our roads should be paved. You know, our schools should be well-funded and strong. Our health care providers have what they need to provide the services to us. We should get affordable housing. Social services, unemployment benefits. I mean, every conceivable thing that makes this country what it is dependent on funding formulas that use population statistics.
Very, very interesting. So this is really a time where if folks just dedicate a few minutes, they're set for the next decade. Let me ask you this, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
What is our deadline?
Well, the field operation, we will be done. We plan to be finished at the end of September. But every time someone asks, Marilyn, when is the deadline? I said today. T-O-D-A-Y. Today is the deadline for you. And they said, what? I said, we started this on March the 12th with self-response. So the only reason we're knocking on doors are those households that have not responded yet. They haven't gone online, or they haven't called the toll-free number, or they haven't mailed back the paper questionnaire. So we have to follow up with every household to get the interview if they have not self-responded.
I see. Wow. So that is going to be, I'm sure, a daunting challenge. So then what happens, right? So now you got to the end of September, boom, we fast forward, and you've gotten all this data. How long does it take to compile all that information?
Well, unless there's an extension, the President of the United States gets the totals for every state, and which determines how many seats that each state will get. And then by April 1st of next year, then the state houses will get a complete file so they can start redrawing the lines for congressional districts and state house and state senate districts, as well as county, city, school districts. Well, in Florida, it won't matter because we have countywide districts, but it does matter with voting districts. All of those are redrawn.
Okay. So, I mean, just to get a sense, how many people will you have, how many boots on the ground in this follow-up campaign where you have to knock on doors for folks that haven't taken that 5 minutes?
Yes. Nationwide, we'll have about 500,000 people on the ground.
Wow. That is like blowing our minds in this studio. I'm just saying.
Yes.
That is incredible.
Right. Now, just say, if your community has like a 70% response rate, then we only have to follow up with 30% of the households. But if your community only has a 40% response rate, then we've got to follow up with 60% of the households. So
yeah.
We're trying to encourage as many people to self-respond. They call it avoid the knock. Respond today.
I love it. I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are the engaged in a conversation about our 2020 census. We're chatting with Marilyn Stevens. She's our assistant regional census manager for our neck of the woods, and she's just got some great information for us. We're going to go on a quick commercial break. Prior to doing so, I do want to give a shout out to our friends over at True Colors Salon and Spa. If you want to treat yourself during these chaotic COVID times, they have some incredible specials. You can get a fresh color and cut. Of course, you got to wear your mask. You got to schedule the appointment, but the salon is big enough where you don't have to worry about being too close to anyone. There's social distancing happening and protective measures. Yet they also are figuring out ways where they could still give you an incredible massage. Yeah. You know, this is stressful time, so you can go ahead and treat yourself, and they have some ways that they can do that safely for you. And of course at prices that make it possible. So our friends over at True Colors Salon and Spa over on Old Dixie, thank you. We appreciate you. And we'll be back with where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Thanks for tuning in to the Treasure Coast Insider. That's right. We've expanded the where our frequency goes. So how cool is this? If you're up in the Melbourne and Sebastian area, hi there. Thanks for tuning in. If you're down in Stewart and other parts of the southern tier of the Treasure Coast, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening. TreasureCoastInsider.us. You can live link to all of our awesome sponsors and check out past shows. Special thank you to Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week. Appointments highly encouraged. Get foxified. Any design you want, any color, you just bring in an image and they can replicate it. It's incredible, the talent that they have there at Foxy's. And of course, you can always pick up a gift certificate. That's a nice little something for a person in your life. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Get the house of your dreams that you can afford. They have all sorts of different programs for first-time home buyers, veterans, you name it. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Complimentary consultation, you could talk about home ownership. And if you know of anyone moving, don't hesitate to mention your friends over at White Glove. We love heavy furniture, stairs, and elevators, so you don't have to. Speaking of loving that, if you know of someone who's looking for a job, they want to join a great team over at White Glove. We are, in fact, hiring. You can submit an application online, whitegloveusa.com, and just go to our employment opportunities page. We'd love to grow our team. So White Glove Moving and Storage, local and nationwide movers with Beacons. And you know, when you move, you still are counted in the census. We still need your data. Isn't that right, Miss Marilyn Stevens?
Absolutely. Let me tell you. This is, how can we say this? How does America know what America needs? America finds out once every 10 years. We get this once a decade reset. I mean, if you name a subject and you say, does this program count? I'll say, absolutely. Head Start, early Head Start. I had a lady tell me, Ms. Stevens, my child had to sit out Head Start for a year because they said there were no slots. That doesn't make sense. I said, you know why? Because in completing the census, too often parents leave the children off the questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
And all children should be on the questionnaire. Everybody should be put on the questionnaire. They should make sure they fill out information. So when they're allocating funding, even with projections, if children are not included, then if they project low, they're only going to fund based on the numbers.
I see. So if you're cooking a baby right now and the baby's not going to be born by the end of September.
No, April 1st.
April 1st.
In other words, mm-hmm. Yes, I have a baby down the street. It was just born a month ago. And so the mom said, we didn't include. I said, no, she has to be in the 2030 census. I said, but everybody else in the house should be included. And that way, when they do the projection about how many babies may be born, then they start allocating funding. That's just think. The tagline is shape the future by completing the census. And she was just born. Just think of her needs over the next 10 years, that all that can be taken care of. Emergency preparedness, emergency management, health care, education, social services, affordable housing. Just every conceivable thing.
Wow. Now let's talk about the different options once again, because I know folks are getting in and out of their vehicles. They might just be tuning in. And we're talking about the 2020 census, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. And we're trying to figure out why it's important, why we need to just take those few minutes and submit the answers to these very non-invasive questions. No one's probing and trying to get data that would be harmful later. It's all very simple questions. How can they go about getting you what you need so that we can be counted?
Right. You can go to my2020census.gov right now. And while you are getting out of your car, take your smartphone and go to my2020census.gov and complete the information for yourself and everyone in your household. Does it matter what age? No. All ages. Does it matter the culture? No. How about the race? Uh-uh. How about citizenship? Doesn't matter. Suppose they're undocumented. Doesn't matter. With the census, there's only one thing that matters. Breathing on U.S. soil on April 1st.
I love it. It's just that easy. Just that easy. So again, my2020census.gov. And if you're old school and you want to be able to submit it in paper, I know that, of course, the 2020 census went out right before COVID hit, so it might have got pushed back on your stack. We get it. Things come up. Life is busy. Lots of curveballs being thrown at us. But the fact of the matter is you can go online and get this done in mere moments. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And include everyone. It takes less than 10 minutes. And guess what? If you're concerned about someone getting that census information and using it against you, that will not happen because census data is protected by two laws. One is Title 13 that says we can only publish things in statistical form, cannot publish anything that will identify you or your household with information you give us. Then it further states that no entity, no agency can get your information. No law enforcement, no police, no CIA, no FBI, no IRS, no ICE, no immigration, cannot be subpoenaed by the court, cannot be gotten by the president, and definitely can't be gotten by me. There is a $250,000 fine under this law and or 5 years imprisonment per infraction.
Yeah, I'll pass
all
on that.
Employees have, you know, lifetime sworn status. So even when we leave the employment of the Census Bureau, we're still under that law and subject to those fines. And then census data is sealed for how many years? 72 years.
Wow.
So the last census that we released that reveals anything about the people who gave us information was the 1940 census. We released that in 2012. And in 2022, we will release the 1950 census.
Well, and I'm just guessing our numbers were a lot different then. I'm just going to take a stab at it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and this is so valuable for folks to just understand that this is very easy information to give. And as a result, it has direct effects on so much of what we might take for granted in our day-to-day activities, not realizing that it's all rooted here. Again, by just going on to my2020census.gov, you'll be able to satisfy all that. And starting next week, there'll be upwards of 500,000 people knocking on doors. My goodness, that's an undertaking.
Right. And if they come to your door starting tomorrow, you will, they will, no one answers, they will leave a notice of visit that we have been there and that we will return. And all, but in order to avoid us coming back, you can self-respond and they'll have all of that on that notice.
Very good.
So you'll still be able to self-respond.
Very good. Wow. I had no idea. And now I do. And to think, and just for a couple of quick questions, we can get this done and we won't have anyone knocking on our door because it's already handled.
Yes.
So how long have you been with them, by the way?
22 years.
Wow.
I started out as a temporary employee and I got a career position after the 2000 census, and I've been here ever since.
Well, congratulations. It is clear that you're passionate about it, and I can understand why, because this is going to impact our entire country for the next decade. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we just take those few moments. And a special thank you to our lovely guest here in the studio today, Marilyn Stevens. You are a wealth of information about the importance of our census. Again, my2020census.gov, and you can just quickly submit and know that you are counted. A special thank you again also to our wonderful sponsors of this program: White Glove Moving and Storage, True Colors Salon and Spa, Caliber Home Loans, and of course Foxy Nails. Also, for those of you who are interested in just maybe doing some further engagement, trying to network because you just are missing seeing people, check out the Vero Premier Women's Network.com. From there, you can check out our calendar for the second Friday of the month luncheons, as well as engage with other business ladies who want to be able to support local whenever they can. It's such a positive environment. You can go and join our Facebook group and give testimonials and brag about what you do, any specials and promotions that you might have. It's just a wonderful way to engage with people, and it's a very positive, like I said, very positive environment. So if you're new to something, come meet some ladies. I just had a lady reach out this past week and said, I'm just new to town and I want to make some friends. Well, by golly, the Vero Premier Women's Network is a good place to start. She sounds like a smart gal. I bet she already submitted her census too, if I had to guess, right? She seems proactive. I love it. So ladies and gentlemen, with that in mind, just know that if you take a few moments today, because remember, the deadline is today. Isn't that right, Marilyn?
Right. Absolutely. The deadline is today. Call 10 of your friends and say, hey, have you completed the census? Let's get with the program.
Let's do it. Teamwork. Teamwork makes it all very, very possible. And so we'll be very busy in the next coming weeks over there at the census. Thank you so much for your engagement here today, Marilyn. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week. The TreasureCoastInsider.us.